The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
The point when you sit down and make a resolution during this day, you know, there are some things you should reflect about it and consider in what you're planning for this new year. Number one, the main theme and the message that I would like to share with you from the sayings of our A'immah is the issue that your life is a constant path of struggle. Our Imams have emphasized that do not let 2 days be same. Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. In a longer conversation with a person who came from Syria, and he told that, you know, I heard quite great things about you and I would like to ask you a few questions. In that conversation, Amir al-Mu'minin, one of these things that he says, Ya Shaykh, من اعتدل يومه فهو مغبون. He was an elderly person. And so he says, a person whose 2 days are same and equal, اعتدل, from عدل, they are same. Such a person is مغبون. مغبون means a person who has been, you know, deceived or who has been cheated in the deal. So what the Imam is saying that your next day has to be better than the day which passed. If it is on the same level, then that day you lost. The further explanation of this concept is from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Where he begins the statement from Amir al-Mu'mineen, the wordings are only slightly changed, where he says, "Man istawa yawmahu fahuwa maghbun." A person whose 2 days are same. There was no change in it. No increase in goodness, no decrease in sins, for example, or negative things. Then Imam says he is maghbun. He is cheated or he has been deceived. وَمَنْ كَانَ آخِرُ يَوْمَيْهِ خَيْرُهُمَا. But the person whose second day, means that present day, is better than the yesterday, فَهُوَ مَغْبُوطٌ, then he is a person who is an object of envy. He is a fortunate person. People would like to be like him, whose second day is better than the previous one. وَمَنْ كَانَ آخِرَ يَوْمِهِ شَرُّهُمَا. Now Amir al-Mu'minin said same. Both days are same. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq says also in the first category, both days are same. This is where Imam says, if the second day is worse than yesterday, فَهُوَ مَلْعُونٌ. This is where we realize, you know, the word mal'oon has different meanings. It's not always negative that we talk about. When Imam says mal'oon, means he is damned. You know, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been taken away at that day. Not necessarily it will continue that way, but on that day, you know, he is really an unfortunate person. وَمَنْ يَرَى وَمَنْ لَمْ يَرَ الزِّيَادَ فِي نَفْسِهِ فَهُوَ إِلَى النُّقْصَانِ. If a person does not see goodness in himself on that day, on the day he is compared to the one which passed, then he is in loss. وَمَنْ كَانَ إِلَى النُّقْصَانِ فَالْمَوْتُ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ الْحَيَاةِ. And when a person is in loss of that kind, then death is preferable for him than life. It doesn't mean don't go and commit suicide, no. What it means is that constantly work to make the next day better than the previous day. The message is about, you know, taking this issue serious, that life is a constant struggle. And we always have, you know, there would be up and downs, yes. But Imam has used these very strong words, maghboon, mabtoon, maghboot, and mal'oon. Just to emphasize the point that you have to be in that second one, where the second day would be the better one than the previous one. I think it's the matter of time that we sometimes forget about it. You know, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, تَزَوَّدْ مِنْ يَوْمِكَ لِغَدِكَ. You know, make provision today for tomorrow. Now, what does tomorrow mean? It could be tomorrow, which is tomorrow, and it probably refers to the tomorrow as the hereafter. Make provision for the Akhirah, because it is in this dunya that you will be able to build your Akhirah. You will not get a chance to do anything there. Whatever you have there, you have to prepare in this dunya. And so Imam is saying, Tazawwad, Tazawwad, Zadiraha, as we call it. Which means, you know, to make provision for the journey. When you travel, you carry everything that you need during the journey and when you reach to the destination. And so Imam is saying, Tazawwad min yawmika lil ghadik. You know, prepare, make the provision for your journey in the future towards the hereafter. Waqtanim afu zaman, and seize the time which is remaining. Wantahir fursat al imkan, and whenever the opportunities come, seize those opportunities. Do not let them go. And this is where we have to realize the time which has gone is gone. It cannot come back. There is no use in sitting there and regretting what happened in the past. What I didn't do, what you didn't do, what you didn't do. You can't do anything. It's gone. The future is not guaranteed. The only thing that I have is the present. And this is where we should not, you know, waste the present about sitting and regretting the past and dreaming about the future. Rather, we have to use the present in order to build our dunya here and the akhirah also. And this is where, you know, the emphasis has always been in the ahadith of the Imam Amir al-Mu'minin Ahl al-Balagha. In one of his sayings, he says, وَالْفُرْصَةُ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السُّحَابِ. You know, the opportunities come and go. The way the clouds go by. And so you have to realize, فَانْتَهِزُ فُرُصُ الْخَيْرِ. The opportunities of doing good, you know, seize them. Do not let them go. And once it's gone, it's gone. There's no, you know, benefit in sitting and, you know, wondering about it. Yes, we have to think to learn lesson from what happened, but not to the at the expense of losing the time that we have in the present here. As far as the importance of time is concerned, there is a very beautiful hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Where he compares the importance of time. He compares with something whose importance is known to us. You know, many times we have two items. One whose value is known, other is not. And so we always say, this is like that. You know, why is oil known as black gold? What is the relationship of oil with gold? One is liquid, other is solid. This is black, this is yellow. You know, there are no similarity. It's just the value. Because everybody knows the importance of gold, so they say this is black gold. There was a time when salt was very important. especially in North Africa in the medieval times, and that was almost traded equal to gold. So those days, salt was gold. These days for us, time is gold, actually. But Imam has put it in a very different way. He says, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ عَضُّ مِنْ قَلْبِكَ وَوَقْتِكَ. He has related that to your heart. In your heart, in your body, the most important thing is your heart. And Imam says there is nothing more important than your heart and your time. And so this is where we have to realize that when the time comes, you know, we have to seize the moment, especially, you know, when we talk about furasul khair, you know, the opportunities to do good as much as, you know, we have the time and opportunity to do that.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.